Over decades, diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, has gained a foothold in higher education. It enshrines gender and identity politics and encourages non-white students to see themselves as victims. Walter Wendler is president of West Texas A&M University, where most citizens are involved in producing food and fuel. Dr. Wendler says they want their university to graduate students capable of excelling in a performance culture, not woke activism. He does his best to accommodate that desire. DEI affects college administrations, academics, faculty training, and hiring. Potential hires are often required to sign equity and inclusion statements, affirming their allegiance to certain tenets of leftist orthodoxy, including the principles of critical race theory. Dr. Wendler calls DEI a blunt instrument that mandates a hyper-focus on race, which rather than improve racial relations, fosters discrimination, segregation, and distrust. Can we, like Dr. Wendler, stand against and even push back against the left's hegemony over our universities? Christopher Rufo thinks so. He has spent years exposing and battling critical race theory. He's in the thick of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' effort to completely transform the notoriously leftist New College in Sarasota into a classical liberal arts college, traditional in its brand of education and scholarship. Governor DeSantis appointed Mr. Rufo and other talented conservatives to the school's board of trustees. They acted quickly to fire the college's president and replace him with a proven leader. Then they abolished the campus DEI bureaucracy. Christopher Rufo says these actions have changed the dynamics at New College and in the state of Florida. He says they have sent the entire higher education system scrambling. Universities exist for the pursuit of truth, but DEI completely distorts that mission. May this recapture of a woke college inspire a nationwide effort to extinguish DEI. For Point of View, I'm Penna Dexter.